Hi, my name is Tom. I'm from the tools team of OpenSUSE, and I want to show some new project that we started. That's OpenFate, feature tracking for community features. So it's basically about how to get your features in the next SUSE release. We are doing feature tracking with Fate since some years, but this was just internally. And at first I want to show you the history and the architecture of the Fate system, and then the new OpenFate application, and then how to get involved, how you can use it. We are using Fate to manage all features for the open source products from SUSE and Novell. That means tracking the schema validation of the XML data that comes in. To query the database, we use the XQuery language, which is a kind of SQL query language for XML data. The database also offers metadata. That's, for example, product data and some other stuff that the clients need. All features are versioned. That means we can see the complete history of each feature, what happened and who changed which data of it. Then we have, you can subscribe to notifications on changes on the features. And it also has an WebDAV server implemented to add attachments to the features. That's the big picture of the architecture. So here, this is the part from the slide before. That's the database. And all communication is happening with XML. So up until now, the people inside SUSE used the KDE client. And we have some other smaller programs. For example, many people have scripts that use the database to generate PDFs or statistics. And we have written a KDE 4 plasmoid, so you can have on your desktop the latest changes and the latest features. The new part is this. So this is reachable from outside SUSE. We have a schema bridge here. That means that some internal data is filtered out, and only OpenSUSE features get out. And the new application that we wrote is the OpenFate web client and tagging and voting server. The voting server is an extra server, so that also the build service can use it sometime. It's written in Ruby on Rails, both applications. And we have some code that can just hook in Ruby objects and automatically get vote and taggable. And we will use this for the build service too. That's a screenshot of the KDE Fate client that has some more features than the web application. You can see here we have hierarchical features to show some dependencies between features. Then we have fields to edit all the data that's in a feature. This client also has offline support, so that the product managers of SUSE can go to a plane and work on all features and then save them when they are back in the network. It can also cache features, so that we don't have to load all features every time. And it can show statistics and also import. It has a connection to Bugzilla, so it can directly import bugs to the Fate database. Okay, the new OpenFade application should be the central place for tracking feature requests for OpenSUSE. So the plan is that all features that end up in the next SUSE release are in the system and can be seen by everyone, and everyone can comment on them. That's the parts of which OpenSUSE feature consists. It's a title, we have some tags to categorize the features, products, description, different actors, references to Bugzilla or to other features or just URLs. Then we have a discussion, and use case and test cases are optional fields.
What do you mean by actors?
Actors are, we have different actors in the system. That means we have, that's a role. You can be interested or developer or manager of a feature.
Well, so why don't you call them personnel roles or something, you know, instead of something like, you know, actors, you know, it means a network protocol.
Okay. I think it's just named on my slide like this. Okay, and now I want to show you the system. That's what you get when you go to the features.opensuse.org site. You can see we are generating a tag cloud. You can see the most interesting tags. So it seems we have the most features which are tags with Yast. On the right side, you can see the top voted features at the moment and the features that were updated the last time. You can search for features by text, for example, when you search for Yast. We'll get a list of features, you see when they were changed. This is what a single feature looks like. On the right side, you have the voting applet. Here you can vote up, down, or say you don't mind. When I vote the feature up, you see the feature has the score of 2. We also generate some, we have a statistic view here. When you want to edit a feature, you can simply go here and, for example, reply to this command. All the text fields use a special rich text syntax, so you can do some nice format when you enter text here. For example, you can add a list. When you click on add comment, the comment gets added and you can see it. It's not saved yet. To save the feature, you have to click here. It's a bit slow on my notebook. Oh, it won't work because I'm not in the network. You have another feature here, that's the My Features link, that will give you all features that where you have clicked on Watch This Feature. So you can get a list of the features you're interested in and can see what changes were there. Okay, I think I showed all the features. The plans that we have for the future to implement an OpenFade, that's a configurable mail notifications so that you can get directly notified when a feature has changed. We will use the Hermes server for this, which is also used for other OpenSUSE sites, and it offers to configure your notifications. We want to add more roles for external people so that you can be assigned as developer or info provider and can better work with the feature. And we have to implement the attachment feature also for OpenFate, so you can up and download the attachments that are attached. So some hints how to create a good feature request that has good chances to be implemented and to end up in the next SUSE release. It has to be a good problem description so that everyone understands what is needed. Best thing would be to have a possible solution and to have as much pointers to links, background material as possible so that the people know what it's about. At the moment, only OpenSUSE members can create new feature requests in OpenFate. Editing features can be done by everyone. So what can you do with the system? You can enhance the requests that are already stored, give feedback, add tags, or even help to implement a feature in Fate. For example, you can go to a build service and prepare something in your home project, and then it will be easy to use it. Another thing is the OpenFate screening team that was announced on the mailing list. We try to get a team together to screen through the existing requests and enhance them a bit. The most important thing is that you can, when you go through the feature list and you see features that you like, please vote for them. We will use the votes for features as base on what will get implemented in the next SUSE release. So until feature freeze, which is at beta 1, we will go through the features and look at the maybe top 15 voted features and will implement them. And if they need to be rejected for some reason, we need a very good reason to do this. So, and please use the voting to express that you like a feature and don't write commands that say, yes, cool, I want this too, because this clutters the whole discussion and the developers can't get a quick view on the feature. Okay, the whole system is open source, so it can also be used for other projects. I have the links here. Yeah. Thanks for listening, and maybe there are some questions.